Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 390 of our classic podcast. We have today Don Berman from September of 2003. Don Berman's rapidly becoming one of my favorite characters because his pomposity and his absolute narcissism is rivaled only by Ted Bell's. In a lot of ways, they are brothers from different mothers and in different professions. One in the restaurant business, the other in the broadcasting business. But on this particular episode, Don Berman has run afoul somehow of the feminine gender again, the female gender, some kind of sexual harassment claim. So he needs to get on the right side of things. And I think he actually sexually harassed or insulted a disabled woman. So he is sponsoring a beauty pageant for disabled women only. And it's completely self-serving, and it is seen right through by the audience. So let's listen to Don here as he tries to make like a good guy here on episode 390 of our classic podcast.
This is Focus on the Disabled Month. Channel 19's Don Berman is with us. Don anchors their 5, 6, and 11 o'clock news, and he joins us from the Channel 19 newsroom. And what is happening on October the 6th, Don?
Our focus on the disabled, and by the way, thank you for having us on your program. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you with us.
All of our focus on the disabled this month will lead to October the 6th at Dodger Stadium, and the first ever beauty pageant for disabled women. And this is a special Miss America pageant that Channel 19 is sponsoring. It is going to televise from Dodger Stadium, and we feel that it is time, of course, to put a little bit of money where our mouth is. So, our news department and Aubrey Arnello, who has been doing our Focus on the Disabled reports at 5, 6, and 11, will be there, and we'll have the first ever beauty pageant for disabled women.
All right, now this is called the Special Miss America Pageant.
That is correct.
And first of all, I think it's commendable, at least from the standpoint that you hold disabled women as being beautiful as other women. This is highly unusual, though, isn't it?
It is, Phil. And we don't make any mistake that a beauty pageant for disabled women is highly. I don't want to say it's going to be controversial. I do think, though, that it's unusual, but I think people are going to enjoy it. And I think it's an interesting point. When you talk about them being beautiful as well, and for me, Phil, the exciting point is the personal gratification that I'm going to get out of this, that this can reward me personally, seeing these disabled women on stage. I think the community will understand that Don Berman is a good man at heart.
All right, well, a lot of people may not know what you're referring to, so let me give them an idea. This has been a tough year for you. Can we talk about it?
I hope you do.
All right, Don, you were involved in a paternity suit brought by a 19-year-old production assistant at the station?
Yes, I don't deny that.
Can you tell me about it?
Well, I want the public to see more than anything else, Phil, that I'm a decent man. And these beauty pageants for women who are disabled are going to be, they're going to be women with prosthetic limbs, some women who are thalidomide survivors, some who have strokes, some who've lost an eye, some who've had mastectomies. All of these women will be in our beauty pageant, and I think when the public sees that, they'll know Don Berman is a decent man, and that he's, you know, in many ways, Phil, I'm not going to let a 19-year-old production assistant destroy what has been 30 years of excellence in broadcasting. So I think this is going to go a long way toward helping me personally. But you're right, this will put an entirely new spin, a new view on disabled women.
All right, now, I, for one, Don, whatever the disposition of your paternity suit, I applaud you helping these disabled women gain a positive self-image through a marvelous thing like a beauty pageant.
And Phil, again, for me personally, it's impossible for the public to think badly of a man who's holding a beauty pageant for some women who would never be let onto the parking lot of a real beauty pageant, let alone be contestants. And it's important for you to understand that this is going, I think, finally put to rest a lot of the bad things people have been saying about me since this lawsuit was brought, as well as a couple of others. And
well, I want to ask you something, Don. You were involved with a 19-year-old production assistant. I'm not going to make a character judgment.
And I haven't denied it.
I understand that. But she sued you for paternity. Now you're having a beauty pageant featuring disabled women. It's called the Special Miss America Beauty Pageant.
Well, it's not just me. It's Channel 10.
I know. Channel 10's involved in this as part of your disabled focus on the disabled. You seem to be banking on goodwill that you're going to generate from this pageant carrying through you through this paternity suit?
I think absolutely. What? It's impossible, literally impossible, for the people listening to you right now to think badly of a man who would elevate disabled women and think that he would be morally reprehensible or some kind of a sexual pervert. And that has been, unfortunately, what has been written about me in the local press. So
because it's so people are going to dismiss this past year as what?
As some bad judgment, but other than that, something that's that they're going to forget about.
Now, you wrote in an editorial that the Catholic Church, having dealt with sexual molestation charges among priests, would do well to put on some kind of a charitable function uplifting disabled people. Didn't you say that?
No, I did not say that.
Wasn't the intent to say if you're involved in any kind of sexual malfeasance or any kind of illegality with regard to sex, put on some kind of a charity event involving disabled people and the public will forgive you?
I said that the Catholic Church would gain a lot of forgiveness from people, and a lot of the priests themselves would be forgiven if they would lend their names to charity events involving cripples, or if you will, disabled women, yes.
Then you did say that.
I said that, yes.
All right. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I got to tell you, Don, this sounds a little like a manipulation of disabled women so you can rehabilitate your reputation. I mean, I know it's been a rough year for your image, right?
Phil, I am doing something for disabled women in having this beauty pageant that no one else has ever done. And I really have to say I resent the implication. Now, tickets can be purchased through Channel 19 or the Dodger Stadium box office.
Can I ask you where the proceeds are going?
They are going to the Channel 19 charity funds.
All right, a first ever beauty pageant for disabled women sponsored by Channel 19 will be at Dodger Stadium October the 6th. The special Miss America pageant featuring women who are disabled. Will they be in bathing suits? Or?
No, some of them if they wish. Some will be in evening gowns.
Well, you're saying some are in wheelchairs, some will be on crutches, etc., right?
That is correct. We're trying to show the beauty of these women, that even a disabled woman can be beautiful. And in the process, I'd like people, yes, to see me as a decent human being and not someone who would abandon a 19-year-old mother because I've denied the paternity. I don't deny I had an affair with her, but I do deny the paternity of the child that she's suing me for. But I want people to know that Don Berman is not a sexual pervert, that in putting on a charity event that lifts high women with cleft palates or whatever you want to say, we'll show them that I'm a decent man. Now, we'll have a talent competition for the disabled gals, plus we'll have an evening gown competition just like normal women. We will have them in bathing suits just like regular normal women.
Will all of them be? I mean, you got women there with one. In other words,
no. Phil, if the question is, are we going to hold these women up to look like freaks? Of course we're not. We are going to show them as the beautiful women that they are. Because remember, the better they look, then hopefully the public will put behind them their misconceptions about my sexual activity.
All right, here again, you're bringing yourself in on this, though. Okay.
No, I'm saying that I think it is all right to point out that I'm a decent man.
All right, Don Berman is with me. You've been accused of fathering a child with a 19-year-old production assistant. She's sued you for paternity. And in the press, you've been called a cradle robber and a sexual pervert. Now you're having a Miss America pageant for disabled women, hoping that this will rehabilitate your image.
I don't think I said that.
No. You did. You said you hope in part that it...
Yes, in part. I hope that people will see me. How can you think badly of a man who would have a beauty pageant for cripples? There is...
The word is disabled, too.
I'm sorry, Phil.
The word is disabled.
Yeah. For disabled women. How can you think badly of a man who would have a beauty pageant for women who are, you know, disabled? You can't. And that's why this is a stroke of genius, and I want to thank my agent, David Katz in New York, as well as John Ufland here in Los Angeles, for coming up with this wonderful idea on how I can have a beauty pageant for the for these, you don't want me to use the word crippled, so I'll
just use the word disabled.
For these disabled women, and the public will, and 2003 will be the last year Paul Moyer snags the Best News Anchor Emmy from me. That has never happened before 2003.
All right, I want to take a break here, and I want to mull over some of these things. Our number is 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show. The thing that confuses me, that while I don't see anything wrong whatsoever with a Miss America beauty pageant for disabled women, in other words, women who may have a handicap, and why can't they be beautiful too, Mr. Berman seems to be saying that in putting on this beauty pageant for disabled women, he's going to rehabilitate his image somehow after being sued for paternity by a 19-year-old woman. Now, my question, if I'm missing something, Janice, does it sound to you like he's only doing this beauty pageant so that he gets his reputation back? Or is he doing the beauty pageant and it just so happens he's had a rough year with young women suing him for paternity? All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Don Berman, Channel 19 News Anchor, is my guest. Channel 19 sponsoring the first ever special Miss America beauty pageant for disabled women. Mr. Berman hopeful that this will help him with pending litigation concerning paternity. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens.
Go ahead. Don Berman is with me from Channel 19. You've got some letters?
I've got a stack of letters that I've received since the announcement of the special Miss America pageant. Here's an example. Dear Don, I think you have gone a long way toward showing that you are a decent man by sponsoring the special Miss America pageant. I think any man can make a mistake. I think what you did was wrong, but I think you have gone a long way in showing the people and the television viewers of Los Angeles and Southern California that you are a decent man. Here is one from a mother of two, and it says, Dear Don, you are guilty of paternity and denying that paternity, but with the special Miss America pageant, we're going to be watching Channel 19 News in this home for a long, long time. So that's just an example of people who have forgiven me. For the not only for the paternity suit, but for the allegations, and I do say allegations of molestation that happened in 2002.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ray, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Mr. Berman, I'm the
John Berman. Yes.
I'm the adoptive father of a beautiful handicapped daughter. She's 34. And I'm insulted at the idea that someone would try to use my daughter or any such young lady in this manner. It doesn't prove a thing. It just proves that maybe you have a lot of money and that you're able to do this kind of thing. But it doesn't prove anybody's guilt or innocence that they do something nice.
Well, I have letters here from the viewers of Channel 19 News saying that they commend me.
Of course, you can fool... Of course, you can fool some people. Some people are impressed by such things.
I would challenge you, what am I fooling people with? To hold up high a young lady such as your daughter, who I'm sure is a very beautiful young woman. And why can't she feel beautiful?
But she doesn't need you to tell her she's beautiful.
Aren't you proud of your daughter's beauty?
And she's perfectly happy and proud, and everybody's proud of her and loves her. And she doesn't need a contest to tell her she's beautiful or to tell others... to tell others that she's more beautiful than they are.
I can tell you that your daughter secretly wishes to be in a beauty pageant.
Now, how can you say that?
I can say that because I've talked to a lot of these women as young girls. But the more important thing, Ray, is that people such as you can see me as a law-abiding citizen. And the accusations of molestation and all of these only go so far as to spur, to tarnish a man's reputation.
Are you Jewish?
Wait.
Are you Jewish, Mr. Berman?
And what if I was?
Well, let's just assume you're Jewish.
Oh, okay. Let's assume you are, too.
All right. Yes, indeed. I was at Temple last Friday, in fact.
At what?
I was at Temple for the Sabbath service last Friday.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
Then you're not Jewish, Mr. Berman, right?
No, I'm not, but I...
All right, well, then just say you're not Jewish.
Okay. Well, I'd just like to make a point about the Jews. 6 million Jews, as we all know,
were exterminated... Wait a minute, talking about me, and you're bringing up 6 million Jews. I don't understand.
All right, well, I'm making a point. If you just listen...
Can I ask you a question? Are you telling...
If you listen a moment, you'll get the point.
Can I ask you a question?
That's the way it works.
Are you telling a joke?
You don't get a point unless you listen.
I understand that, but I just want to know, are you telling a joke?
No, this is no joke.
All right.
All right? 6 million Jews perished in the concentration camp.
Are you telling a joke?
I didn't know what he was...
He was talking about 6 million people who died. Go ahead, Ray.
Yes. All right. I have a website in which I point out that the Catholic Church was very instrumental in the death of those Jews.
Ray, you would be proud to see your daughter limp down the runway with a special Miss America crown,
look,
bursting with pride.
I don't care how many good things the Catholic Church may do, it doesn't exempt them from the responsibility they had.
And
in
remember the
six
special Miss America pageant, Channel 19, News at 10, will be televising it from Dodger Stadium. I can send you tickets, Ray, if you'd like.
Look,
what are you guys talking
about?
You're talking about Jews, and he's talking about a...
How many pageants would the Catholic Church have to put on?
Let me ask you something. What makes you think this is a Catholic Church pageant?
You're the guy that brought up the fact that the Catholic Church could rectify its wrongs by putting on a disabled pageant.
Yes, right. They could.
Exactly. My point.
Yes.
My point exactly. It doesn't matter how many pageants the Catholic Church can put on. It's not going to wash away the guilt of those 6 million Jews who didn't have to perish.
Look, it's time to let go of the Holocaust.
And no, it's
get
not
that,
time.
Let's get
it's
that
not...
crippled daughter of yours going down a runway.
Excuse me.
Oh,
it's not time to let that go.
Enter your daughter. She can hang an autographed photo of me in her room. And I thank you so much, Ray.
All right, look, Ray, I got to go, but I think you made an excellent point, Ray. Excellent point. 1-800-449-8686. Forgive me, but we do have a time limit. Danny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I'm just blown away by this guy. He's incredibly offensive, and it's blatant that he's just concerned about himself.
Are you another Jew hater?
See what I'm saying? Like, you can deflect all you want. I mean, you may have two great agents, but you got a horrible PR person because I don't think you're fooling anyone.
Sir, there will be 223 contestants at Dodger Stadium on October the 6th.
I can't wait till the law puts on a beauty pageant, because I guess if that's going to cure their ills, too. I mean, all the bad folk may as well go ahead and do it. You might be onto something. Who knows?
Bad folk? What do you mean, bad folk? What are you, a leprechaun or something?
Wait a minute. I want to, Danny, what did you mean? Who should put, Hamas should put on a beauty pageant?
No. The mob. The mafia.
Mafia.
For everything they've done, too.
I do not. No, absolutely not.
All you're doing is you're deflecting the attention. You know what was really offensive? When you made the comment of being, like, anchor of the year in 2002, and that's what really is important to you, not about these people. It's not anything about that. I mean, you're coming off as a fool, a blatant fool. It's clear.
Can I tell a joke? And I mean this just to kind of...
No. You can't tell a joke, because apparently the guy before me was trying to, and you cut him off. I don't see why you should be giving him a
Well, he was... No.
That.
If you were a woman, you'd be a shoo-in to win that with that speech impediment. All right, now what were you saying?
Yeah, that's very funny.
No, seriously, though, Danny, I think you've got me all wrong. Number one, this is a golden opportunity for me to reclaim viewership from Channel 7. All right.
You know what? I've got you exactly right. Just by that statement, I have you exactly right. And I think all of Phil's listeners have you exactly right as well.
Having said that, I'm very proud of affording these cripples a chance to be like normal women. And we're allowing women with cleft palates.
You know, every time you say cripple, man, it ruins the whole thing. Yeah.
Not just all that. Right. You know what? They're all normal women. There are no such thing as anything else. Everyone
all right,
is normal.
Okay, I'll give
Everyone
you that.
Everyone is special.
But why do I have to be sued for paternity by three different women in 1 year?
You're a seriously confused individual, my friend.
All right, thanks for calling, Danny. I think that says it all.
Danny, do you know how long I've been the anchor of Channel 19 News at 5, 6, and 11? A long time. And if these disabled gals help me stay on longer, so be it. And I'll tell you one other thing. I will burn in hell before Laura Diaz and Harold Green pull back the sweep's crown from me. I will burn on a spit in hell. And Green, if you're listening, oh, man.
All right, this is a personal thing?
You're damn right.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, you say that there, we're back on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry, Don Berman from Channel 19 News. All right, you want to ask the question, ask the question. You say I'm not asking.
The question you're not asking is this. I have spent 30 years as a top-rated news anchor in Los Angeles. The Channel 19 News at 5, 6, and 11 has consistently beaten the competition. I have interviewed world leaders. We have put spotlights on some of the worst social blights. We have helped convict criminals. We have informed the public when it comes to such problems of in society as drug use in schools, teenage pregnancy, and so on. Don't you think that the good that I have done for this community outweighs whatever I may have done? You bring up the domestic abuse charge. I've never denied that. And Miriam and I'm sorry that we had to divorce. And she went through physical therapy, and that was all reported in the newspapers. I'm sorry about the fraternity suits and the molestation, but don't you think the things that I have done, and now a beauty pageant for disabled women, no one has ever thought about that until me, Don Berman. And yet all you want to do is sit here and forgive my language, Phil. You want to bust my balls on the... On a lifetime of work and call me a self-aggrandizing individual.
Don.
And this kind of thing. Now, we are rehearsed. Guy, just one more...
Don, you're going on and on here.
No, I want one more opportunity here.
Okay, but I've got to take some phone calls. And I heard what you had to say.
I have Tammy Mendelson here from... Tammy, where are you... She's from St. Paul, Minnesota. She is one of the contestants who will be in the beauty pageant October 6th, and we are practicing the question portion of the contest right now, and here's Tammy, so that you and your listeners can hear. Phil, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Tammy's across the room. Tammy, how do you feel? Tammy is hearing impaired, Phil, so you understand. She is a beautiful young lady. She is 22 years of age. She's from St. Paul, Minnesota. She attended the University of Minnesota and degreed in communications, which is a wonderful testament to her. And Tammy wants to someday appear on stage, and she'd like to also work with children. Tammy, how do you feel about the war against terrorism?
I think it's great.
I don't know if you heard that, Phil, but she said, I think it is going the way it should.
I'm sorry. When you're using a telephone, it's very difficult to hear. I got to go to a phone call, all right?
All right.
1-800-449-8686. This is Doug. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Berman. Go ahead, Doug.
Don, I got one.
You got to watch your language, sir.
No, I apologize for that. That's just the way I feel about him.
Okay.
Just a short time I've listened to him. I don't live nowhere near L.A.
Doug, I've been in communication my entire life, and I can tell you that I never found the need to use an obscene word on the air as you just did.
Well, what did you just say a while ago about busting your balls? What did you just say?
Exactly.
Did you not say that?
Exactly.
What are you finding fault with?
That's just as obscene as what I said.
What are you finding fault with?
Do what?
What are you finding fault with? What did I say? I have done more to uplift this community. And I had some drunk driving convictions. I had a domestic abuse that was settled out of court. And I've been in some fist fights, and I'll give you all of that. But I have also helped this community, and the Special Miss America pageant is going to finally get me. And I
can
now...
You keep jumping around. One time it's about the community, next time it's about you. Which one is it?
It's about the community. But I'm saying, in addition, this is finally, Doug, going to get me a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which has been, for anyone who works in this town...
Wait a minute. Do you want to... You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me finish up real quick, and I'll let y'all go.
I'm
Nate Lee Wheeler, and I run pretty much back and forth, coast to coast. I go to L.A. If they ever start low enough to give you a star on that sidewalk, believe me, I'll be the first one to walk by and spit on it, brother.
Well, you know, Doug, have you ever helped out a one-legged woman or... In any event, done anything that would help the disabled? Well, I guess he's up.
He probably hung up. 1-800-449-8686. Are you now saying you're angling for a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
I'm saying that do you realize it was me who broke the news on the DC Sniper? It was me who was there when they pulled Lacey Peterson out of the water. I mean, we had that on the air the minute they yanked her dead cold butt.
Okay, please, Mr. Berman, have some sensitivity when it comes...
I'm having nothing but sensitivity, and I am getting in return insults. I was the one who broke the J-Lo and Ben Affleck with a breakup. I was the one. And
yeah, but you're now angling for a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I would think that any man who puts a woman with a cleft palate on television and then puts beauty pageant underneath it is a genius. And I'm going to have this televised from Dodger Stadium.
1-800-449-8686. Vladimir, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, hi. Well, what I want to say is, Mr. Berman, I think you are doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
All the great things that you just mentioned that you do. But what I also want to give you a little piece of advice.
Yes, sir.
That if you... if you're trying to lift up your image, that image that's been suffering in the past year,
yes.
Do something noble without mentioning it to everybody else. I mean, people will see the goodness for what you do. If you're going to everybody and rubbing it in, putting into their face that here, you see what I did, you hear that means that I'm good. If you do that, people, it means that you have actually, your intentions are bad. You're doing good things only to get good for yourself.
All right, now,
don't you agree with me?
Okay, well, I'm sort of following you.
You should be. I'm pretty sure that all the listeners are following me. Because when people do something great, like if you've been talking a lot, and I've been listening to everything you said.
I understand, but there are really, truly
outstanding things that you're doing. And I think what you're doing with the beauty pageant thing that is going to help a lot of women.
Yes.
It will help. And, I mean, this is obvious things.
I wish we had a male category because you'd get in. I don't understand.
Well, come on. The gentleman's, you're from Russia, Vlad, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, so maybe we understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying is that, I mean, if I want to lift up my... Well, it doesn't matter what I did. It doesn't matter what I've done and what I want to do. If I'm doing something good, and if I want to see for people to see that I'm noble in what I'm doing, I mean, I think it's the same goes to Russia or anybody else in the world.
Well,
you do it out of goodness of your heart, not to get good reputation for yourself.
Can I just ask you something?
Sure.
And this is man to man.
Okay.
Don't you think any man,
okay,
who is able to get a one-legged woman to lift down a model runway and is able to put the title beauty pageant under that, don't you think he's entitled to a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Don't you think he's entitled?
Good God Almighty. What?
You know what? He can be entitled.
No.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't make any difference.
What are the intentions behind it? You know what I'm saying? If right now Osama bin Laden will go ahead and make hundreds of beauty passions and invest tons of money into America and help all the disabled children in the world with his money, it will not cover all the bad things that you did. Don't you think?
I think that you make a point, but if Osama bin Laden, even after he did 9/11,
yeah.
If he came up with something as juicy as a disabled woman's pageant, don't you think you'd forgive him a little bit?
No. Not at all.
I don't think
we wouldn't.
That's what I think where you're flawed is.
Are you nuts?
I think, sir. So my last suggestion before I go off the air.
You guys
listen to me
nuts.
For 1 second.
Yes.
For 1 second, I beg you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. My last suggestion. In the future, if you do something really great for the people,
yes.
You know what? Just put your name in the bottom somewhere and let people see. The greatest payback, what you're going to see is when the people,
sir,
oh, look at this guy.
Are you
he did it. When
business?
People will notice by your deeds, not by you screaming out of them, going on radio stations and making that into a Jerry Springer show. Thank you very much.
No, I'm glad. I have to ask you something. Glad, are you there? God.
All right, well, he's gone. What did you want to ask him?
Was that Yakov Smirnoff?
No, never mind. That was Vlad, and he was...
Well, I think he's out of his mind. I think anyone could hear that he is foreign, and as such doesn't have a firm grip on North American culture. As it were, the fact is that I believe that my image, even though I had set fire to, and when I was very young when I did that, and I admitted at the time I was young when I set fire to those retirement homes, but I think now people can look at Don Berman and finally say he's not a scumbag. Finally, after 30 years.
You know, and the thing about it, Don, you have been a scumbag for 30 years, and yet you're still number one.
A number one, book in and book out, and Harold Green goes home and cries himself to sleep as a result.
Bill, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All I gotta say is I'm really, really disappointed in you.
What?
Just extremely disappointed in you.
Oh, really?
I think
okay.
That's
is this my dad?
Start with.
Is this my father?
Excuse me?
Are you my dad?
No, I'm right, well, somebody then. That's disappointed in the way you're talking to people. You know, I've listened to the entire show.
Phil,
and,
do you screen your phone calls?
Yeah.
Well, this guy got by you.
Being disappointed, got by him. I'm sorry. People can't be disappointed.
No,
you're
Bill,
the only one has a, you're
Bill,
the only one has the personality.
Was that Bill?
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, Bill. I wanted to ask you, don't you think that I'm doing this disabled pageant, you would forgive me, for instance, if I assaulted your daughter?
The pageant makes no difference. I'm on a similar basis with The Last Man. The pageant makes no difference.
How'd you get on the air?
Listen.
No, I just want to know. How'd you get on the air?
Don't let anybody speak their point. You interrupt them before they spoke a point.
No, I'm asking.
Anything
do you want to be on the air?
I'm already on the air.
No, sir, you're not. Do you want to be on the air?
No, you go right ahead. Let me listen
okay.
to you.
Why don't you hold on, and Mr. Henry will be with you in a moment, all right? Okay? All right, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
I just called in, and I have a very similar viewpoint as The Last Man.
All right, go ahead. You're on the air, line one.
I just wanted to say is I would forgive you. I mean,
all right, Bill, go ahead. You're on the air on the Phil Hendry Show.
I thought we already did that two times or three times.
I'm sorry. Who's this? All right, Bill, you hold on. Go ahead.
I'm here again.
All right, go right ahead.
Will you stop it?
Is there a game here I'm not aware of?
I don't know.
Do you want to speak to the guest?
Will you get this guy to... Go ahead, Bill. What did you want to say?
All I wanted to say is, and actually I was going to support you quite a bit in my statement, if you want me.
Oh, goody.
I thought that's what you're here for. I'm sorry.
This is Don Berman. I've taken over the Phil Hendry program, and I've hung up on that caller, and I'm not letting Phil Hendry back into the studio. Please watch me at 5, 6, 10, 11, 1, 2, 4, and 8. And remember our entire Channel 19 news team. We are here to serve you 24 hours a day. Donna Darnella with our special reports, and of course we have Goldie Showers with the weather. This is Don Berman. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.